Thank you, Sister Mill. Well, bless you all this morning. Trust you all love the Lord.
I love it.
You know, it's one thing I don't like, coming into church and you feel rushed and you just want to sit here, feel the presence of the Lord, feel the Spirit come down and push out all the distractions. And just love Him this morning, and I just wonder if we'll stand and actually we'll just open and pray this morning and ask the Lord to be with us. Precious Lord Jesus, Lord, we just come before You first, Lord, knowing that, Lord, we're just mere men, Lord. We can do nothing in ourselves, Lord, and our desperate need of You, Lord, in our lives, Lord, and for Your precious Holy Spirit, Lord, upon us, Lord, that might lead and guide us, Lord, and just speak to our hearts this morning, Lord, and draw us closer to Yourself, Lord, and allowing, Lord, that, Lord, we need Your will in our lives, Lord, and that is our desire this morning, Lord, that You would just come, Lord, and reveal Yourself unto us, Lord, in a more personal way, Lord, and just reach down and touch each one, Lord, and call and draw each one this morning, Lord, and those that might be listening in, Lord, I just pray that You would bless them, Lord, in their time of listening. Just commit it all into Your hands, in Your precious name, amen. Just stand and sing number 228. God said, set my people free.
God said, set my people free and let them go. God said, set my people free and let them go. God said, set my people free and let them go. Into the
able, because we're not able. We most certainly are not able to carry ourselves. And we just thank Him that He does do that for us. You know? We'll sing number 249, He Abides.
I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the pilgrim way, for the hand of God in all my life I see. And the reason of my mood is to keep real.
Sometimes the devil tries to tell you that he doesn't abide with you.
Yeah.
And then you see how far you've come and how your heart draws towards him. And you say, no, I'm the Lord's and he is mine. Let's sing number 258. Oh, I want to see him.
Oh,
Someday soon, that will be a reality. And you won't be looking at me or you or anything like that. I say you'll be looking at Him. And to have all the things of this world just drop off, wouldn't that be a glorious thing? Let's sing number 290, More About Jesus, Would You Know?
More about Jesus, would I know? More of His grace to all His shows, more of His saving goodness see, more of His love to die for me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of His saving goodness see.
but sing number 383, I'll Fly Away. And then I'll ask the Hughes if they would bring the item. And if there was any other items this morning that I'm unaware of? No?
Some glad morning when this light is
have wings. The Holy Spirit's going to take us. Thank you, Hughes.
Pleasure I see.
God bless you. Very beautiful. And how the true inspiration of those words I've written on that song. Brother Bill, while you're here, would you be able to bring that prayer request? We just got one here from Sister Leah. She's got a bad tummy bug at the moment, so we'll just remember her in prayer this morning. We just got one from Lee Cross here. Please pray for me that I do not lose my job in administration wing to preach the gospel. Thank you. And one here for Graham, who is up for serious operation this coming week, that God would wrought a miracle. And one here from Tommy. I'm facing many serious issues in my life. God knows all. Please pray for me so that God will have mercy and watch, protect, and help me. I'm also very desperately need to feel his presence in the midst of current trials, so I know it will be all okay. Thank you, Tommy. Please pray for my heart cries to be financially strong enough to clear my financial debit and be stable provider to support my family. Thank you so much, Davis. Thank you. We would also appreciate your continued prayer for two people, my wife Glenna, who is suffering from a severe respiratory disease, and Darren Toy, who has undergone open heart surgery recently. Both persons have accepted Jesus as Lord. And we'd just like to remember Israel before the Lord. The Bible says those that bless Israel will be blessed. And we just thank the Lord for many answered prayers. That is for sure. Is there any others this morning? Yep. Amen. Amen. Brian, did you have one as well? Any unspoken? Sister June's cousin? It's Sister June's cousin with a triple bypass. Any others? You may come forward, Will. Thank you.
Amen. I was just reading. I got up early this morning, and I'm really thankful for trials, you know. You know, like the trial that you fellas know that we went through over the last couple of months. You know, it really strengthens you, you know, so that when the next trial comes up, like we've just got another little trial on the horizon, God just gives you the grace to go through it and the strength. And like this morning, I just feel at complete peace.
Hallelujah.
And like, you know, just know that God's got everything in hand. We don't need to, he brought us through that trial.
Right.
He can bring us through the next one, you know, and that's an incredible encouragement for us to know that God, you know, we don't want trials to go away, because it's actually the trials that strengthen our faith and know. And we see the hand of God through one trial, and then he just comes again and just shows himself in such an incredible way. So, yeah, we just want to thank him for that. And we want to greet Sister Leah. She's listening in this morning, and Nico, and pray that Jackson will be listening too, even if he can hear it through the walls. And anyway, I just got up early this morning, and I was just reading in Matthew 20, 26, you know, after the rich young ruler had met with Jesus, and the disciples heard it, and they were exceedingly amazed, saying, "Who then can be saved?" But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." And, you know, that's talking about salvation, but it can also apply to everything else. Every request on here, every request out there, everything that's on our heart, that it's not impossible to God. It's impossible. It might be impossible to us. Timmy said, you know, we can't do it, but God can do it.
Amen?
Amen?
Yes.
So let's pray, believing that God can do the impossible. So, Lord Jesus, I do come before you this morning, Lord, with a confidence knowing that the hand of God is truly strong and mighty, mighty to save and mighty to uphold, that you save us, Lord, but then you sustain us, Lord. Through every trial, Lord, we just go through and just look back and say, man, just to see the hand of God in that trial was just incredible. And just how you deliver us, Lord, through situation after situation. And we just want to pray for all of these ones here. I just want to run through them quickly. Lee Cross, Lord, just for the job. Just continue to hold that job in administration wing, and that Lee would be able to preach the gospel. We want to pray for Graham, who's got a serious operation coming up this week, that God will bring through a miracle. That Tommy there with the serious issues in his life, but more, he needs to feel the presence in the midst of current trials. And we were just talking about that yesterday on our veranda, just the presence. More than anything else, just to know that we're in God's presence. And Lord, so just undertake for Tommy there, Lord. For this, I don't know if it's the same person we've been praying for, that fellow to clear their financial debt and be a stable financial provider. Just chunk by chunk, Lord, just allow that man to do that, Lord. It says devasas. Just let him undertake for him, Lord. Just for him just to take that one little bit of the debt, deal with that. And even just the changes he needs to make in his life, Lord, and in his family's life, just to be able to help him to be a better financial provider. For Glenna, who's just needs a touch with her respiratory disease, and Darren Toy, who's gone open heart surgery recently, and they've both accepted Jesus Christ as their Saviour. We thank you for that, Lord, and just pray that you'll meet them at their time of need, Lord. Israel, Lord, we lift up Israel. Just watching the video the other day about the war of Yom Kippur, everything loaded against God's people, and you came through, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, that your hand is upon that nation, Lord, and we bless them in the name of Jesus. Just want to remember Rosie this morning, Lord. She asked her prayer, and we just want to pray, Lord, and just stand beside her this morning for the op that she has this week, Lord. Just undertake for her. For our dear sister, Lord, she's got a big puku this week, and it's just about time for that baby to be brought forth, Lord. We thank you for life, and just pray that you undertake. Just pray for good health. And Lord, we do pray for Marcus. We cry out to you for Marcus in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, that you would draw him back to yourself, Lord. Lord, just looking for Brother Brian, Lord, and for his unspoken prayer request. Just saw his hand shoot up, Lord. Lord, you know his need in his life. Just undertake for him and for all of us, Lord. I know even just for our own unspoken prayer request, Lord. Lord Jesus, that you would come, Lord, and just soften the hearts, Lord, of the people involved in this situation, Lord. And that we would see the mighty hand of God at work in this, Lord. We pray for each and every one of us, Lord, even for Nathaniel back with Sister Pauline, Lord. Just, Lord, that she can just shower him with a mother's love. Just grant her the wisdom and understanding she needs, you know, Lord, just to support him and love him, but not to prop him up, Lord, or, you know, just... She'll be in the complete and perfect will of God in how to minister to her son, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, just remembering the last time we saw her, she hadn't had any contact with him, and now he's parked up in her sitting room. Lord, just you're amazing, and just allow her, Lord, just the grace and the strength that she needs in her life just to love her son, Lord, and that he would respond to that and see that when everything turns to custard, there's mummy there. Not only just mummy, but who's standing behind mummy and upholding her is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, just allow him, remove the scales from his eyes that he can see, Lord. And for June's cousin, Lord, who's just had major heart surgery, Lord. Lord, just undertake there too, Lord, we pray. Just draw us to yourself closer today, Lord Jesus. And just as we come together and just, just sit under the anointing, Lord, and that you would just minister to our hearts, just remembering to Denning, Lord, who left this week. Thank you for the opportunity we had with him this week, and just to pray for him and set him off on his way. Just pray for a precious time with his daddy and a precious time back in Vanuatu, in Jesus' name. Amen. Just had a really good time with Denning. You know, we just got to know him over the last few months, and he came up and spent Labor weekend with us, and we've had some fellowship with him just recently, and he came around on Tuesday night. We had a bit of a whānau gathering around in Porou Street, and we thought, oh, we'll say hooray to him. And he came around for tea, and he's so appreciative, and we've jacked him up with a few people in Palmerston North when he goes to Massey next year, and just a really lovely, you know, gentle-spirited fella, and he wants to come back and eat crayfish and things like that up in Toko, and yeah, just particularly just pray for him with his time with his dad and stuff. Yeah, just love you fellas. Can I tell you, we had a great whānau time in Anoda last week with my brother. My brother came back from Perth and he needed some loving. It was really cool. We had our morning devotions, and probably the first time for a long time that he read a scripture out of the Bible as we were going around reading the scriptures, and he said grace one day, and yeah, we could just love on him. And he said, you know, 16 years away in Perth, but this is still home. So that was pretty cool. Anyway, bless you, fellas. Tony, and bless you with your baby.
Amen. Sorry, is there communion this afternoon? Or okay. Just as a notice, there's 1 o'clock service, and there'll be a communion service as well, and also luncheon after this morning service, and also the 7 o'clock prayer meeting. Shall we just stand and sing number 346, God Will Make a Way?
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works His ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Only goes me to His side. We love His strength for each day.
You just can't see, you know, and if He can make a way for you, and He did make a way for you, who else can He make a way for? We just thank the Lord that He does these things. It might take a long time. You don't know how long. You might hold on to. You've prayed. You've asked. He will answer. We'll sing number 363. I worship You, and then I'll ask if Brother Hal would come.
I worship You, Almighty God. There is none like You. I worship You, all praise, all peace. That is what I
Thank you, Brother Helen. You may be seated.
Praise be to God. Who loves the Lord? It's good to be back. Very true what you said, Brother Bill, about trials. That is, as well as it's extremely scriptural. The trial of your faith is more precious than gold that perisheth. And I just had a really wonderful scripture this morning. To me it was, anyway, so I'm just going to share. It's only two verses, but it's actually found in Colossians chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. You know, God's word is smack on. Wonderful. Really is. And I praise him. Who loves the Lord, say amen. Oh, now we're getting into it. If we start like this now, what are we going to be at the end of the service? Hallelujah. It says that he might walk worthy of the Lord, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. God wants to see fruit from our work. And increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience. You're going to need patience. It's all through the Bible. According to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering. You're going to need long suffering, brother and sister, with joyfulness. You're trusting in the Lord, right? You're needing patience. You're having a bit of suffering. You're going to have long suffering because it's not coming as you think it's going to come. With joyfulness that he's going to bring it to pass. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. He will bring it to pass, for he is Almighty God. Amen. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Nothing too hard for the Lord, Sister Leah. I told her that in the text this morning. She's feeling pretty sick. But God has already done it for her. He's done it for each one of us, whatever need we have. He has blessed us. Praise be to God. Well, I just thought I wanted to share that, so I was blessed by it. You need the patience. You need long suffering with it. With joyfulness, sister, brothers, you need it. You're joyful, even if you're waiting for your healing. Be joyful about it. He's going to bring it to pass. You know, I heard Brother Rand say just the other day, if you've got mustard seed faith, just hold it there. Just hold it. Just hold it. It's small, but hold it, and it'll bring it to pass. Praise the Lord. And go home now. Who loves the Word of God? It's really wonderful. So, I love it too. I just thank him for his precious Word. So, I want to maybe just stand for the reading of the Word again. Sorry, Sister Anna, I should have said that. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27. This is God speaking to Jeremiah the prophet. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. And he says, is there anything too hard for me?
No.
Good. I want you to keep saying this through the service, that no. Because that's a confession. It's wonderful. And I'd also like to turn to Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, which says, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that wonderful? That's thus saith the Lord. That's what God said, and he'll back it up every time without failure. Praise be to God. Shall we just pray? Lord Jesus, we thank you for your precious word. It's life to our souls. We love thy word, Lord, for it really encourages us and strengthens us. Gives us strength, Lord. We may have Sometimes we need long suffering, and but Lord, we have it with joyfulness because we know you'll bring your word to pass and nothing's going to stop you. For thou art Almighty God. And Lord, we just pray that you'll quicken your word to us today, Lord, and cause us to rejoice in thy precious word. And may every person here and afar, whoever be listening at this time, that they will be blessed and encouraged as well. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Is mine the big one?
Yep.
Brother Tim used to drink all my water before I came. No. No, we just got this sorted. Thank you. I must be the one that's going to drink a lot because I got the big cup. You've only got a little one. All right. Now, God said to Jeremiah, "Is there anything too hard for me?" Now, every day we should quote and dwell upon this truth. God speaking, saying, "Is there anything too hard for me?" It's a good quote, and it's good to quote it out loud. Is there anything too hard for God? And the resounding answer is no. There is nothing too hard for God. That's thus saith the Lord. I don't care what you think, brother and sister, or how big your problem is, or what it is. There's nothing too hard for God. Isn't that wonderful? And the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If we look at that, Nancy, in Romans 10, 17, it says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." So if you quote the word of God, you're hearing it and it creates faith in your heart.
Hallelujah.
So you quote the scriptures and you're holding for a victory in your life. You just keep quoting it. It'll bring faith into your heart, Brother Peter. I know it does. It really does. I don't know how it does, but it does. And God said it does. And hearing by the word of God. Praise the Lord. So there's a lot of power in quoting and believing the word of God. A lot of power. You know why? The minute he hears you quote, "Oh, wow, I heard something. That's my word. Bring an angel. Come here. Go down and confirm my word." Who believes this?
Amen.
God will always honor his word. When you quote the word, then it gets God's attention. So that's why it's so important to quote from your mouth, to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and to speak out, and God will honor that. He sure does. I can say that with absolute truth in my heart. No wonder the Apostle Paul said in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1, "This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you in both, which to stir up your pure minds by a way of remembrance." See, we forget. We forget the promises of God. It's, "Oh, Lord, I got a problem." But we forget the promises. And we need to stir up our pure minds by way of remembrance of what God said about your problem. Yes, that's absolutely true. So wonderful, and he's so faithful to his word. And today we are stirring up our minds by way of remembrance by saying, "Is there anything too hard for God?"
No.
Oh, no, there's not. There's nothing too hard for him. I'm sorry, but he said it, not me. He said, "There's nothing too hard for me." Wow. It's pretty amazing. And Moses said the same thing to his people. The children of Israel, in Exodus 10, we read this in verse 1. "And the Lord said unto Moses, Go unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart, and the heart of his servants, that I might show these my signs before him, and that thou mayest tell it in the ears of thy son, and in the ears of thy son's sons," in other words, tell your family, "what things I have wrought in Egypt, and my signs which I have done among them, that ye may know how that I am the Lord."
Amen.
God can open oceans.
Amen.
Who believes that?
Amen.
God can do what he likes. "There's nothing too hard for me," he said. So he's told them to tell them about it. Tell your children. Reinforce it. God is able to meet your need. God can get you through that exam. God can help you in that sickness. Whatever it is. So Jesus can do anything. He has proved it, and he will prove it again and again and again. You've just heard the testimony today. Brother Bill's been through a trial, sister, through the last couple of months, and we've all been through trials, and each one of us have a different set of trials, but they're a trial to you. And God is able to help you. Just remember this, you're not going through a trial alone. Because God is with you in the trial. I love to think of the Hebrew children. They went down into the fiery furnace. They went down there and they were put into a furnace that was seven times hotter. This was a tremendous trial. They're walking up to the furnace. And maybe they could feel the heat on their cheeks just radiating out. And they're going in there because they're standing for their Lord. And whether we have to go in there or not, it doesn't matter. King, we're going in. We're not bowing our knee. We're going in. But our Lord, if you notice, will deliver us. When they got into the fire, into the heat of the battle, into your biggest trial, they found somebody there. They found Jesus in the midst of the trial. And brother, as Brother Bill said, when you go through a trial, he's with you in the trial. Nothing too hard for God. Flames don't bother him. And you know those flames, they burned off the ropes. They burned off all the bindings. But their hairs were not even singed. They walked out praising God and turned a whole nation to God. So brother and sister, we've got to trust him. Who wants to trust the Lord? You can trust him confidently. Because he can do all things. Wonderful Savior. Now, firstly, he created everything. And you're thinking of the trees and the sea. That's nice. And the hills and the animals. That's nice. And he did. But I want to read you something here. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, "For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are on earth, visible and invisible." There's things here that you cannot see he created. He created radio waves. He created x-rays. He created all these things. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Isn't that beautiful? And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Praise be to God. Now, I just want to give you a little science lesson. It's really hard to give because I can't grasp it myself. But we all know how big our galaxy is, don't we? No, you don't. You have no idea how big it is. That's a nice yes, but you don't know. And I don't know. But to give you some appreciation, and this is not exact because I haven't gone around and measured everything. But if this property of this church was our galaxy that we're sitting on, okay, everyone listening, say amen. Amen. Brother Peter, amen. The galaxy we're sitting on is this property. Now, on this galaxy is us, not just Earth. Our sun, our moon, Jupiter, and all those guys. Our whole solar system is here on this galaxy. And that galaxy that we're sitting on and our solar system that we're sitting on this galaxy is big as a breadcrumb on this property. Now, we know that the sun is 1,000 times bigger than the Earth. So we're getting some idea of size. And our whole solar system is not even as big as a crumb on this property. That's our galaxy. Isn't that wonderful? Science believe, Lee, there are 200 billion galaxies. You got it? Or to go in that air and out the one? Two, you know how much a billion is? No, I cannot. It's humanly incomprehensible. But there's 200 billion galaxies, and they said they're about to see them with the new telescopes coming up. That's in the known universe, and there may be more than that. Who made it? He made all things that exist. Not only did he make them, he maintains them and keeps them going. I don't want a planet banging into us. He keeps the boundaries. And keep, this is just on our little galaxy. There's 200 billion. He made it, and you're also maintaining such heavenly bodies. He's doing that. So, to summarize, God's extremely large and all-powerful to do this. Now we come to this question, the one that's made 200 billion galaxies, and we're just on one. Do you think he can help you out here on earth?
Amen.
Do you think it's a problem? Do you think God can fix your problem down here on earth, which you can't even see in the galaxy? It's too small. A little blue planet's just a speck. Of course he can. He can help you, and he will. If you trust in the Lord, this one that made the 200 galaxy can just come down to this little, our little galaxy, and come right down to that breadcrumb. Come right down to New Zealand. Come down to earth and then to New Zealand as the Gisborne and then to your house. I believe it. When faith gets a hold of us, you're going to see such a move of God. And it'll be all God doing it. It'll be all God moving in our hearts to give us faith. So he can help you. But it's even greater than matter, as we would say. All the planetary systems, the gases, and all the suns out there. It's far more than that. He's capable of saving your wicked soul. I can do all things. He said, is there anything too hard for the Lord? No. So he can save your wickedness. He can save you when you have been wicked, and we've all been wicked. The Bible said there's not one righteous, no, not one. We are all in a terrible state because we were born in it. God doesn't hold that against you, but what he does want you to do is receive what he's done for you. So he came down, and he wanted to save us. How long for? Time and eternity. God doesn't save you today and lose you tomorrow. Or lose you next week or next year or 10 years' time. No, he saves you, he saves you. And he's keeping you because he's the Savior, not you. You're the one that's been saved. He does the saving. Hallelujah. Let's say praise the Lord. So he came down from heaven, from his throne in heaven. He humbled himself and became like you. In a human body. Well, I've been thinking about this lots. He knows what it is to have a backache. Sure he does. He knows what it is to be tired when he preached all day and then went up in the mountain and prayed all night. The Lord knows about these things. He's not green. He's not ignorant of your prayer request. He knows what you're suffering. He knows the feeling of our infirmities. He knows what you're going through. He knows you're human. He knows you're weak. And he knows he's strong. Hallelujah. Let's say praise the Lord. So he died for you and me at Calvary at great cost. You know why it was great cost? Because when he came down to Calvary, he wasn't almighty God of the universe. He wasn't almighty God that in the galaxies in that form. But almighty God was dwelling in that body. And that body was just a man's body. He was all man physically and all God spiritually. So, brother and sister, he didn't have any super strength. When he was carrying the cross for you and I, he fell down under the load. The cross came down and crushed him on the ground because he was weak, because he was a man. And he did it because he loved you. That's the kind of person we're dealing with. That's the character we're dealing with. Our God is a good God. Our God is a merciful God. So we see, He died for you and me at great cost. It was such a great cost to Him that Jesus in Gethsemane wanted to get out of it. Tony in. He wanted to get out. He said, Lord, Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. I don't want to drink this bitter cup. And all of heaven went, oh, he's not going to get out of it, is he? And everyone be lost. Everyone that was ever born would be lost. Think of the seriousness of this. This is not just a story. This happened. If it be possible, let it pass from me. All angels still gasping because they knew the implications of that. Then he said, the lovely Lord Jesus said, nevertheless, not my will but thine be done. I'm going through with this. I'm going to drink this bitter cup. And he went and drank it. And he paid the price of drinking it. I'm not just talking about the physical. The terrible whips, the spears, the crown of thorns, that was bad in itself. Being nailed to a cross, that was terrible. But what Jesus was concerned about was God departing from him. The one he fellowshiped with day and night. He waited on the God, on his heavenly Father. He communed with him. He never did anything without his Father's showing him what to do. But what happened at Calvary? He departed. The Father left the Son hanging. He was deserted by his disciples. He was deserted by the world. He was deserted by God. He was left alone because he loved you. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why? God said, because you've become sin. It wasn't his sin, but he took all of our sin. And he was judged as a sinner. And he died for you and I. And any of you listening, wherever you are, the price has already been paid for your salvation. God wants to save you because he loves you and he doesn't want to lose you. Hallelujah. You see, God can do anything, and he did. He humbled himself, became a servant. He came down with us and groveled on the ground with us sinners. He's despised and rejected of men. A man of sorrows. He is acquainted with grief. He knew all these things. But he went through it. He took that cup because he loves you. And he doesn't want to lose you. And he's not going to lose you. Hallelujah. Let's say praise the Lord. What a Savior we have. No wonder we should rejoice. No wonder we should praise our Lord. Because he paid it all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. You know that song? Oh, that's a beautiful hymn. He paid it all. You can't add anything to your salvation. You cannot polish yourself up. God did it for you. Hallelujah. So he's, as the song says, another song, he's greater than all my sin. Doesn't matter how sinful you've been, the most wicked thing you've done, God is greater than that. Is anything too hard for me? He said, no. That's right. There's nothing too hard for him. He's capable also of healing your body. Firstly, he's the God of all flesh, as we said in our first reading. He knows all about bodies. He designed it and he made it. He knows every part of your body, every blood vessel, everything about you. He knows everything about you. He's Almighty God, our Creator. You can't hide from him. Doctors don't know anything when you measure him against the great physician. I'm not speaking against doctors. I thank God for every one of them. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he's so much more charged with knowledge and understanding and power. Jeremiah We read it before. I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Your flesh and my flesh. He's the God of all our flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?
No.
No. Let's say it again. Is there anything too hard for me? No. It's not. So how does he do this healing? He said, by my stripes at Calvary. You're spoiling my sermon, Lee. I was going to say, by my stripes at Calvary, you can be healed. That is incorrect. It doesn't say that. It's already happened. In 1 Peter chapter 2, we read 24. Who his own self bare our sins, not his, he didn't have any sins. He bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that was Calvary, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Not it can heal you, you were healed. Every one of us are healed right now. Now, if you believe this, you can be healed right in your seat. God doesn't have to change his word. He's already spoken his word. And God will honor his word when you say, Lord, I believe what you said. It's all over. And if it doesn't come this afternoon, if it doesn't come tomorrow or whenever it is, just remember this. He gives us patience and long suffering with joyfulness. We expect God to confirm his word. They shall recover. That's what he said. So just let's read this. By his stripes you were healed. It says here in John 14:14, if you shall ask anything in my name, anything. If you're not anything means, all know what anything means. Anything means anything. Is there anything too hard for me? No. He said, if you shall ask anything in my name, I may do it. I will do it.
Hallelujah.
That's thus saith the Lord. I will do it. Now, brother and sister, when you need to exercise your faith, you need to quote this. You need to quote it out loud. If you ask anything out loud, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Let's say it. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. This is so wonderful, so powerful. Matthew 18:19, it says this. Again I say unto you, that if two of you, not three, just two will do, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done of them of my Father which is in heaven. Do you believe it's amen?
Amen.
That's what he said. Jesus said that, so we're going to believe what he says. If two of you agree, you say, oh, I haven't got another one to agree with the Lord. It's you and the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm agreeing as touching anything. And I believe he'll do it. He'll do it for us. So who believes God can heal anything? Of all the people in the world today, we here, a message believers, should know without a shadow of doubt the great, wonderful, hundreds of thousands of wonderful healings that have taken place in the last 60 years here. We should be very happy. God forgive us. We have that hideous monster of unbelief hanging around us. Because that's what it is, a hideous monster. That's what Charles Spurgeon called it. Unbelief is a hideous monster. You've got to kick him out of your life. He's dragging you down, depressing you, causing you to feel oppressed, down, discouraged. Kick him out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Resist the devil and he shall flee from you. Hallelujah. I believe his word.
Amen.
And I believe he's here. So, brothers and sisters, we believe what he's saying. He is here to confirm his word. So that's wonderful. Is anything too hard for the Lord?
No.
No. The answer is no. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. So what have we been instructed to do? This is what we've been instructed to do. If there's any sick among you, just call for the doctor. Doesn't say that in your Bible, does it? Doesn't say call for the doctor. If there be any sick among you. Now, I believe God uses doctors. I said before, I'm not mocking that. I'm just saying, this is just saying what God said about it. He said, call for the elders of the church. Let's read this in James 5:14. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. This is God's word. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil. So, we've got some olive oil here from Israel. Not that it has to be from Israel, I just said olive oil. And so we anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Shall save the sick. And if he's committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Isn't that wonderful? So he fixes up your body and he fixes up your sin at the same time if you'll believe him. Who believes him, say amen. We just have to take Mary's advice, Brother Bill. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. You say, oh, Brother Howard, I don't know, I need to study this. You know, as Brother Spurgeon said, you never have to pray over the word of God. It's clear, just do it. It's already been spoken. You might say, well, how's God going to do it? How does he heal? How does he do it? That's his business. That's not your business. Sorry. You ask, and God will do the healing. Is there anything too hard for the Lord?
No.
There's nothing too hard for him. I love the way he uses the personal pronoun. He says, is there anything too hard for me? You read in our reading. Is there anything too hard for me? ? God speaking. Is there anything too hard for me? No, there's nothing too hard for Almighty God that's made 200 billion galaxies. Get real. Brother, sister, we're in a daze. We just live in this old world of time and, you know, our human reasoning. God can do anything for you. Hallelujah. God made human beings. He knows how to fix them. He's got the blueprint. No, he doesn't need a blueprint. He said that man, stretch forth your hand. And it was made whole. He can do it this morning. Who believes that?
Amen.
If he can't do it this morning, I would say that God's no longer God. But he's the same yesterday, today and forever.
Amen.
We need to trust him and believe him. He is that great physician. Now, if God can do anything, I want to ask you a question. Can he save your family? If God can do it, is anything too hard for me? No. He can save your family. Wonderful Savior. So the question is, have you asked him? Because I prayed last night. I said, oh, Lord, save my family. Uh-uh. We need to get down to serious business. If you have a petition, you're going to the judge. He's going to get you off your death penalty or something. You'll say, oh, excuse me, judge, would you have to get me off the death penalty? No. You get down and you beg and you get on your knees and say, please, judge, please hear me. Could you excuse me from this death penalty? I didn't mean to do it. If you have anything serious with God, you need to get down to serious prayer about it. Brother Adam made a statement. When you're praying for your children, call their name out loud before the throne of grace. Lord, I pray, Lord, for Israel Hughes. Use the name out loud, he said, and God will hear you. For confession of the mouth is very powerful. Whatever child it is, whoever it may be, we really need to go down to prayer and seriously ask him. Ask him to save every family member. Then we need to start rejoicing and confessing to all he is doing it. God's saving them now. You see, it's not by might, it's nor by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. So God's working on them right now as we speak. Who believes this? He is working on them. You don't even know. You think, oh, they're not interested. They are interested. Because there's something in their hearts that God's speaking to. God's working on them. God brings the salvation. Salvation is of the Lord, not of man. Remember this. He is the high priest of our confession. So what does that mean? God can only act upon your confession of faith. He cannot do anything. He cannot act upon it until you confess it. Lord, I'm believing for Mary. What? Say that again. You're believing for Mary. You confess Mary's name out. I'm going to help you. Don't just go around and say, oh, Lord, save my family. Call the name out. He's a high priest of your confession with your mouth, not just your faith, your confession of faith. This is why it's so important to speak it out. Can God save a difficult member of your family? Maybe you've got a difficult one, a stubborn one. Can God save them?
Amen.
Yes. Is there anything too hard for the Lord?
No.
Hallelujah. There's nothing too hard for him. The galaxy maker can come down to our little galaxy. Go right down into the galaxy. It's on a little arm. It's a little arm spraying out from the galaxy. And our little Milky Way and all us down here, we're just a tiny wee speck, all our solar system, all just sitting on one arm. Oh, I tell you what. He can come down in a split second. Brother Rand said when he saw those angels, they traveled so fast. They were there and they're here. One day we're going to travel like that too. Hallelujah. We'll travel as a thought. And so we see that God will come right down to the little blue planet, go past the sun and Jupiter and all those places and Saturn, come right down to our little globe. Then zoom in to New Zealand. Then he'll come down to New Zealand, right to your city. Isn't God marvelous? He can do this. He can get right onto your street, walk right past your house and go inside. And get into that heart and make them a new creature.
Hallelujah.
Just like that. Is that right, Brother Tim? You know that. This man here was changed by the power of God. I saw it with my own eyes. That was Almighty God. No preacher was there. God just came down to him, wasn't it? You haven't still given your testimony yet. We need to hear this. God came down. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. That's how he moves upon me. You know, sometimes I'm walking on that park and out there and I see just with the ducks and everything and all of a sudden I just started weeping. For his presence came near me. You know, he's in the park. He's in your home. He's in this church. He's in your car. He knows the trial of your heart. He knows what you're going through, as Brother Bill said. He knows what we're having to put up with. He cares for us. He knows the feelings of our infirmities. He feels what you're going through. God cares. You know, you might say, well, I need this, Lord. I know, need that. You know, the Bible says, Jesus said, Your Heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of these things. He knows you need clothes. He knows you need shelter. He knows you need food, but first seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. If you seek Him first, then, brother, sister, you have something coming for you. Put Him first place in your life and see a miracle in your life will change you, make you a more than a church member. It'll make you a real living son and daughter of God, hungry for God and a hatred for the world. Not the people, the things of the world. So, is there anything too hard for me, he said. No. Jesus said in John 16:23, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever, that's a big word, it's got a big meaning. Whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. You say, I'm going to ask for a new car. I need a new car. Now, hold on. The Bible speaks about asking amiss. People ask amiss. In other words, they ask for the wrong motive. They want a new car so they can show the neighbor how rich they are. God won't answer that. But what we need to do is, the requirements is to live sincere before the Lord with a right motive. Your heart sprinkled from an evil conscience under the blood of Jesus. You put everything right. You're walking right. You're walking in the light of His Word. There's nothing to stop your prayer. Who believes that? Say amen. Is there anything too hard for me? No. That's what God said. No. You stand up for God, He'll stand up for you. You've got to stand up for the Lord. Don't say, I'm not going to stand up for the Lord because it's a bit embarrassing, and expect God to answer your prayer. Come on. Let's turn to Matthew 10:32. Whatsoever therefore ye shall confess me, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Isn't that wonderful? I want him to talk about me to the Father. But whosoever shall deny me before men, too afraid to pray in the restaurant, too afraid to bow your head, too afraid to speak up for God in front of your friends, whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. I don't want him to do that. I tell you what, I don't care what it is. You know, brother and sister, I want to say and be honest with you. Years ago, I was afraid of this and I was afraid of that, what people would think. Now I'm only afraid of what God thinks. It's what He thinks about it. It's nothing to do with people. Can God give you the victory over a trial? We're coming into Bill. You must have been led by the Spirit this morning, brother Bill. Can God give you the victory over a trial? Is there anything too hard for the Lord?
No.
Then let's get confessing. Let's start confessing. In 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you, Tina. In you, Peter. Who else? Merle. Greater is He that is in you than he that's in the world. The world cannot overcome you because you have overcoming power in you. Isn't that wonderful? The devil can overcome you because you've got overcoming power in you. You've got the promise of God. You've got the anointing of the Holy Spirit with you. So, because greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Our chief captain has gone before. I heard something really interesting the other day. This brother was saying, he said, it's really good. He said, this book's a really good book. He said, because I went to the back of the book And I started to read the back of the book. And we win. We win.
Hallelujah.
Don't worry about the middle part. We win because Jesus paid it all. He went and got us the victory.
Amen.
We win. We win. We're winners through Jesus Christ our Lord. So when he rose from the dead, he let captivity captive. Brothers, since we get this revelation, we'll have a revival on here. You won't want to go home. We get this revelation to our hearts. In Ephesians 4:8, it says this. Wherefore he saith, when he descended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. You see, brother and sister, God has done everything for you. We are free in the Lord.
Amen.
We are free.
Amen.
We are free. We are free. I never forget that testimony Brother Ed Biscoe told once about that man that he was terribly condemned. Married man, but he had also been involved in homosexuality. And great condemnation was upon him. And it's like a cloud going around him. He was desperate. So he went to a restaurant on the roadside. And Brother Branham was driving along. The Holy Spirit said, stop, go into that restaurant. Now, he didn't know anything about what was in there, but that man was there. They said he walked up this ramp, and he went into the restaurant. He said, that's him over there. He went down and sat next to him. He sat next to him. Holy Spirit came down, showed Brother Branham a vision, and told him about this, told him about that. The man just broke down and wept because he knew nobody knew about that, but God did. When he told him about that, and Brother Branham prayed for him, he was transformed. And they said when he came out of that restaurant walking down that plank, saying, I'm free! I'm free! I'm free! If you've ever been bound, brother and sister, you know what it is to be free. You know your sins will put you in hell. But now you're free. Because there's nothing too hard for God. And he forgave us of our sins. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Not some of it, all. Who's glad to be a Christian?
Amen.
Isn't it wonderful? These things are powerful, brothers and sisters. This is the gospel. This is what we need. This is what the world needs. May they receive it quickly.
Amen.
For the judgment's impending. We know it. And we need to be ready ourselves and be sincere. We need to be more sincere. Is there anything too hard for the Lord?
No.
There's nothing too hard for, nothing too hard to heal you, to forgive you, to save your family, to meet your trials, whatever it is, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. The devil says, he can't do that. He's lying to you. He's a father of lies. And the Bible says it's not possible for him to tell the truth. Not possible. He's a liar. So don't listen to that. Resist him and he shall flee from you. So what are we waiting for? Go and claim the promises of God.
Amen.
This morning. Today. Praise be to God.
Amen.
Shall we stand? Oh, I tell you what. It's nothing to do with you. It's all to do with what he said. God can change your life. I love that song, Sons of God March Forward. The power of the Savior's name. Wind up that Hammond, Sister June. Don't let it just mumble along. Wind it up. Sons of God, march forward in the power of the Savior's name. Let's just pray, brothers and sisters. Lord Jesus, we come to thee. In the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your precious word that there's nothing too hard for thee. Nothing too hard for me, you said. That means what you said. Doesn't matter what our need is, our children, our family, our lives, our bodies, whatever we have need of, I've been met at you, in you at Calvary. You paid the price for our sin and our healing. Lord, we gladly claim it. We gladly confess it this morning. I pray, God, that you'll move in every heart. If there's any here that need to reach out and touch you, that they'll do it, Lord. Any of those out there on the internet who are listening at this time, may they reach out right now and say, Lord, I receive it, for there's nothing too hard for thee. Lord, I ask this blessing in Jesus' name. Lord, may you just encourage each one of us to press in, for time is running out, and the world is wanting to see the manifested sons of God. I pray, Lord, that we'll be in that place with you that is walking in the Spirit, living in the Spirit, doing what you said to do. We ask it in Jesus' name. Before you can have a victory, you must have a battle. That's why Brother Bill was saying this morning. You've got to have a battle. And it's good for you. The trial of your faith is more precious than gold. And gold's really high at the moment. But the trial of your faith is more precious than gold that perisheth. And brother, sister, I don't care what it is. Whatever the need in your life is, God can meet that need for you this morning. We should sing with such joy. You say, I've got to work up some faith. No, just believe what God said. Whatever he says, just do it. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Just say, Lord, I accept it. Hallelujah. Has anyone else got a favorite? We are able to go up and take the country.
Purpose wonderful, wonderful.
Isn't he wonderful, wonderful? God can do anything. That's it. You know, that's for you. My God can do anything for you. Whoever you is, God can do it. My God can do made me think, you know, some people I've spoken to in past times, yes, God can do anything. He can do that and that and that for them, for her, for him. They forget about themselves. And God wants us to be personal. You know, it's not a religion that you're joining. It's not a church that you're joining. It's not a family that you're joining, except God's family. He's your Heavenly Father. And you're his child. Communicate with him. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we just love you. We just know that you're here. We know, Lord, because we had a witness in our heart that what was spoken is the truth. Help us, Lord, to just follow what the scripture says for us personally. We know, Lord, it's not being selfish. Because once we've got it, then we can tell others how our candle got lit because God came in and did this for me, did that for me. And then you can help somebody else. Bless those people, Lord, that watch at their time of listening to this service, Lord. May they be uplifted. God can be here. He is here. But He can be right there with them as well. Right there beside them. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. Help us, Lord, to just grasp the things of God in our own heart. Just bless the luncheon we're about to have, Lord Jesus. And thank you, Lord, for the food. Lord, just bless the service for this afternoon. Cause us to come and be a part of it. We ask these things in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. You are dismissed.